Begin by either laying down or sitting comfortably in a chair, trying to position yourself so that you can relax and so that none of your body parts are touching each other. So make sure your hands aren't resting on your body, make sure your feet aren't close together. Just pausing before we begin. Trying to bring all of your thoughts, all of your energy back into this place, into your body, into this moment right now. Maybe taking a few comfortable breaths, bringing your awareness back to your breath, noticing your body's response to your breath. Notice any recurring distractions or thoughts that keep coming into the mind. Allowing yourself to be slow. Feeling your body become heavier. More connected with whatever you are sitting or laying on. Bringing your attention to your left big toe. Noticing the inside edge of the toe, the outside edge of the toe. Maybe noticing the skin versus the internal aspect of the toe. Noticing any sensation within your big toe, or maybe just a lack of sensation. Bringing your awareness down to your pinky toe in your left foot. Again, just noticing the sensation of this tiny toe, the inside, the outside. Noticing all of the toes in between, the tips of the toes. The spaces between the toes, the awareness of each individual toe, even though you're not looking at them. Continuing down to the ball of the foot. And the inside arch of the left foot. Noticing, observing, not judging, not feeding too much into what the sensation is, just being aware of the sensation, being aware of these areas of your body, connecting with your body, continuing down to the heel of the foot. Wrapping slowly around to the outside edge of the left foot. The sole of the foot. Maybe the bones within the foot. The top of the foot. Noticing the points of the foot that are touching the ground and how that feels, what that feels like. Noticing the whole left foot. Allowing this awareness to raise up into the left ankle, the point of connection between the foot and the leg. The inside of the ankle, the outside of the ankle, the Achilles, the left calf. Any sensation, or again, lack of sensation? Can you notice the bottom of the calf, the top of the calf, near the shin, the inside, and the outside edges of the calf and the lower leg? Maybe noticing the bones within the calf, following them up to the knee. Again, a major connecting point. Any sensation here? Any little bits of tightness, tenderness, or pain? Again, without feeding into the sensation, just being aware of it, seeing it, sensing it, feeling it. Noticing if you can tell if the knee is bent or not without looking at it. Again, kneecap, inside of the knee, outside of the knee, back of the knee. Moving up to the lower part of the left thigh. Thinking of the quad. Observing again inside of the thigh, outside of the thigh and the IT band. Back of the thigh. Moving that sensation and awareness up the thigh to the top part, where it comes into the hip, where it comes into the groin, where it comes into the glute. Maybe noticing the femur bone within the thigh, where it connects up and into the left hip joint. Noticing the whole left leg, the weight of the leg, the overall sensations within the leg and the foot. Noticing where it's touching the ground or the floor or the seat. Noticing the air or the clothing. Noticing it all. If at any point you're feeling tired or drifting away, just like in meditation, that is okay. Coming back and just picking up where you left off. Bringing your attention over to your right big toe. Again, noticing inside, outside, top, bottom. Over to the pinky toe. And the toes between. Noticing all five toes. The spaces in between them, the top, the tips, the bottom. Maybe where the toes connect to the foot. Tracing down on the inside to the ball, to the arch, down and around to the heel, coming back up to the outside edge, the top of the foot. Inside of the foot, the muscles, the bones, the bottom of the foot. Taking in the entire right foot, how it rests on the ground, any points of pressure, any sensation or lack of sensation. Moving up through the ankle, Again, this gathering point up and into the calf. Slowly scanning your way up the calf. The inside, the outside, the muscles, the bones. Up to the knee, the kneecap. The point of connection between the calf and the knee, between the knee and the thigh. Just noticing, just observing, seeing the sensation, being with the sensation, not judging the sensation. And into the right thigh, the lower part, the inside, the outside, the top, the bottom. Many different muscles as you slowly move that awareness of sensation up the thigh. Maybe noticing any tightness or any tiredness within the muscles. Moving up to where the thigh connects to the hip, the groin, the glute. Maybe sensing into the bone, the femur, and where it connects. Moving up and into the whole right leg, right foot, ankle, calf, knee, thigh, feeling the entire leg. Sensing the entire leg, where it touches the ground, how it touches the ground, the heaviness of it. Coming into your hips, both hips, the hip points, all the muscles, all the movement and lack of movement, the tightness, the relaxation within the hips. So much emotion is held here, and just giving it that little bit of awareness that it deserves. Maybe sensing the whole hip bone and pelvic area. Sensing the organs within the pelvic area. Sensing any other bones or tendons. Moving awareness into the lower part of the belly and gut. Maybe noticing the gentle rise and fall as you breathe. Noticing any sensations within your gut, the lower intestines. Moving up into the stomach. Noticing the skin, the external part of the lower part of your torso. The sensation of the skin around your belly. On the sides of your body, the sensation of the stomach beneath the skin, and all the other organs, all the other muscles that is here. Again, being with the sensation, not judging it, not labeling it, allowing it to be exactly as it is right now. Moving up to the diaphragm, the top of the stomach, the lower part of the rib cage. Sensing the ribs as they wrap around your body. sensing the chest as it rises and falls with each breath, sensing the lungs kept safe beneath the ribs. Maybe seeing if you can feel into your heart without even placing a hand there. Moving back down to your tailbone. And your glutes, your sits bones. How they're connecting with the seat or the ground. Slowly shifting awareness upward along the lower back, starting at the vertebrae, the spine, any sensation here, radiating out along the lower back to the sides of the body, any sensation here. There's always sensation here. Sometimes good, sometimes not good. Just again, being aware, being curious, being loving of what is. Moving up the spine, up the back, to the middle back, a little higher to the base of the rib cage. A little higher to the upper back. Noticing if you can feel the response of the breath within the back. Again, any sensations? Moving up to the top of the back. And up to the shoulders, the shoulder blades as they drape down the back, and coming up to the tops of the shoulders, the base of the neck, from here moving down the left arm. Pausing, noticing where the left arm connects with the left shoulder. So much movement there. So much strength. So much gets caught. So much going on. Following that sensation down the left arm, the bicep, the tricep, the bones, the left elbow. And just noticing this hinging point, noticing if it is bent or straight right now. How does that feel? Down into the forearm, again the muscles and bones, slowly scanning your way down the arm to the wrist. That connection between the arm and the hand. To the base of the hand as it radiates down and out to the thumb and the pinky, the palm of the hand, pointer finger, middle finger, ring finger, the whole left hand. The whole left arm. Moving back up and over to the right shoulder and arm, where the two connect. Bringing awareness there, any tightness, any tenderness, any sensation at all. Moving down slowly, bicep, tricep, bones into the elbow. Into the forearm. The wrist. The base of the palm. Out to the pinky and the thumb. The palm itself. Out to the pointer, middle, and ring fingers. The whole right hand. The whole right arm. Both arms and where they connect through the shoulders. Just noticing. Seeing if you can highlight from left hand to left shoulder to right hand. Noticing the collarbones. Moving up and into the throat. The external sensations. The internal sensations of the air moving through the throat. The lower jaw, the chin, where the jaw comes into the rest of the head. The tongue, the teeth, the lips, the upper lips and nostrils, the nose, the cheeks, bringing awareness to your eyes, even though they're closed. What do you see? What do you feel? To the bridge of the nose as it wraps up and around to the eyebrows. The forehead. The whole face. Including the ears with the face. Moving up to the hairline. Wrapping around to the top of the head. To the back of the head. Bringing awareness to your whole head. Noticing sensation, noticing what is. Bringing awareness to your whole body as it rests on the ground or in your seat. Noticing the overall sensation within the whole body right now, with love, with gratitude for your whole body. Breathing a little bit deeper. Reaching the arms over the head, pointing the toes, maybe moving fingers and toes, giving yourself a big stretch, and maybe some little movements. eventually rolling onto your side. Noticing the change of sensation as you become a little bit more alive, coming onto your side. And as you feel ready, sitting your way up, take your time. Remember, we committed to not rushing. Keeping the eyes closed or the gaze soft, and just taking a few deeper breaths. Allowing a smile to come across the face. Feeling gratitude for yourself, for your practice, for your commitment to your practice, regardless of how you may have felt this practice has gone for you. And as you're ready, bringing the eyes to open.